This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. Stop.
Breaking tonight, new calls for an investigation after an alleged Iraqi insurgent got into the U.S. as a refugee with a false ID. He was on the radar of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, and now some reports say he's gone missing. Just moments ago, we got reaction from the Justice Department and the White House. William Lajeunesse joins us now with the breaking details. Hi, William.
Well, Shannon, earlier this week, the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee asked the Attorney General to explain how the suspected Iraqi insurgent got into the U.S. despite being vetted as a refugee and lying who he was. Republican Senator Ron Johnson, Wisconsin, wrote to the Attorney General after this Iraqi became the subject of an investigation by the Joint Terrorism Task Force in Texas. According to Johnson's letter, and I'm quoting, this individual allegedly fought against American troops as an insurgent in Iraq and at some point entered the country as a refugee under a false alias. Now, to get a positive ID, the JTTF tracked down a special forces operator who captured the Iraqi, who at one point boasted of killing U.S. troops. Yet he applied for and later received refugee status under this false name. Now, in response, the White House said today this statement, quote, President Trump has already taken several important steps to strengthen our national security, including the executive order he signed this week, which will put in place tougher vetting measures on foreign nationals from countries compromised by terrorism. Now, the Department of Homeland Security recently said nearly one-third of the 1,000 FBI domestic terrorism cases involved those admitted to the U.S. as refugees. The Attorney General's office refused comment, but said the matter is still under investigation. Back to you.
All right. Keep us updated because we know there's a lot more to this story, and we'll see how it ends up. Thanks, Mike.
Can you imagine that, Scott? He lied. The refugee lied in order to get in this country. Are we surprised?
What?
They're
not supposed to do that.
I know. Isn't there some sort of decorum and honor among refugees that you never lie?
I always thought so.
I think that's a violation.
They're all just good people.
And go figure. Iraq was the country that was dropped from the original seven, and so here it is, an insurgent from Iraq. I mean, we continue to bumble this whole situation because of political correctness and these countervening voices. It's like, give me a break here. My brother sent me something. If I can pull it back up again, in terms of these bleeding hearts that want to have so much compassion to the point that they risk the very lives of citizens. And somebody had written this. I don't know how valid the email is. My brother is semi-retired, so because he's semi-retired, or pretty much retired, he has a lot of time. And for a while, they had to stop him because he used to send me like 20 emails a day because he had nothing better to do, right? Like, stop, don't do that, give me, whatever. But this one he sent me was, I think, very appropriate, and I got to pull this up, and I'll read it to you later. But, this is what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. This is how insane this is that there's common sense is out the door, because we have to, be careful we're not offending people. Well, when people come here, they offend us a lot, and when they come here and they break our laws and start killing people, I mean, how much of an offense is that? Somehow we're bad people because we say, look, we should be safe, and we're grateful for a president who understands that national security is job one, the most important thing he can do in serving as the president of the United States is to watch out for us. And it galls me, some of these Democrats, just to be contrarian, and some of these counter-opposing voices, it's like, look, let's nail this thing down. Even Assad himself said, look, refugees, part of the refugee package is that, that's the goal. You're going to get infiltrated because that's what they do. They take advantage of this. Luke Adler, who was on with us a couple of days ago, former U.S. Marshal, he told me, he said, Bill, they would keep us busy. Every time the United States decided to open up the doors and the borders to refugees, we worked overtime in dealing with these problems because we don't know for sure, even after all the vetting, who these refugees are. conversation will continue. We'll keep you up to date. I'm Bill Martinez, just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's our focus, and it's what it's all about. At the basis of that is the truth, pursuing it no matter where it leads us. Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Stephen Jimenez is with us right now, award-winning journalist, producer, and author. His awards include an Emmy for producing and directing your book, The Class of 65, the Writers Guild of America Award, his ABC 2020 investigative story on the Matthew Shepard murder that won him the Mongerson Award for investigative reporting from Northwestern University's Medill School of Journalism. Steve, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. I'll tell you, good investigative reporting is something that is so needed today, and that seems to be what more and more Americans are crying out for. And only because of your background do I bring that up. And we're going to talk about the book of Matt in just a moment. But I want to get your read on the state of journalism and investigative reporting as it stands today in the beginning of this 21st century.
Yeah, well, Bill, I really think that journalism, as we all know, particularly investigative journalism, is in a pretty sorry state right now. I think that you have a handful of people here and there working and trying to do investigative reporting. But, you know, I think there are a number of reasons why we've come to this place. Certainly, you can see that, their newspapers have been shrinking everywhere. But, it's something that I don't think resources are being put behind this kind of reporting very much anymore. So, I think it's rather bleak. I think right now it's easier to find information online, but even there you really have to search for it and be able to filter what it is you're reading.
Exactly. That's the danger in this information age we live in. Leaks are abounding. Resources have been limited. I hear Jack Nicholson's voice coming through loud and clear. You can't handle the truth. Maybe some of the editors they don't want to deal with the truth and have abandoned what I believe is, a righteous foundation to news reporting.
Yes, well, Bill, it was certainly, working on the Matthew Shepard investigation, which I was involved with for a number of years, it was a real education for me because, in that instance, I was doing my own original reporting, but I was also going over the record of what other reporters had done before me, and with a few notable exceptions, it was rather shocking.
So you're doing this on your own. You're not supported by some, broadcasting or publication complex that's supporting all the expenses of your research, right?
That's correct, Bill. I have, at various times in my career, I have worked on a long-term assignment, and that was the case when I was at ABC News in 2020.
Right.
Prior to that, the story had been commissioned by the New York Times Magazine, which subsequently killed the story. I think that some of what I came back to them with was, you know, probably rather shocking to them as well. But I've, you know, worked with Dan Rather, and, you know, I've worked for other news organizations, but it's typically been on a project basis. I don't do short news stories. I tend to do longer, usually hour-long pieces.
Right.
I also work, you know, as a television producer developing dramatic projects as well. So, and I've done documentaries in the past. So, you know, for me, it's really about the story and what is the proper venue for the story? Is it an article? You know, is it television? You know, is it a book? What is it? And so, you know, in the case of the Shepherd murder, it went through various stages because I began it as an article and then it ended up as a television report. And then I ended up doing a book.
Yeah, the Book of Matt, Hidden Truths About the Murder of Matthew Shepherd. You know, as you started to unravel the investigation, pulling one thread after another, Steve, as you said, you know, some of the information was hard to believe. And, you know, this is where, you know, courage is required, not only by the investigator, but by the next line, which is, you know, the editors who are going to decide if this is going to be shown or not, right?
Yes, that's correct. I'll just say, you know, for background purposes, that originally when I went to Laramie, Wyoming, this was back in early 2000. I went there with the intent of writing a made-for-television movie about the Shepherd case because I, like so many other people, believed the story just as it had been told by the media. And, you know, I arrived in Laramie in early 2000. This was just a couple of months after the trials were over. So the case record, which had been sealed, had been newly unsealed. And so, you know, I went to do research just to go through the actual record, you know, to really, you know, do my due diligence. Mm-hmm. And I had the great good fortune of meeting the prosecutor in the case, Cal Raruca, while I was in the courthouse. And he, you know, it took some time. He really sized me up. But, you know, rather quickly, he suggested to me that there were, you know, other pieces of the case, other facts that I should really look into, and he nudged me in that direction. And to his credit, he at the time was an elected Democrat, had been in office, I think he was elected for four consecutive terms, and, he wanted to stand by what was true, and, you know, began to suggest that the way the media had told the story was, you know, to put it mildly, was a kind of shorthand, but that there was a lot more to the story.
Exactly. Well, and this is where a good investigative reporter comes in. It's not only your gift of investigating, but it's also your personality, your ability to relate to somebody who can lead you in the right direction. If you didn't have chemistry with him, if you didn't connect and you didn't think you had veritas, he wasn't going to give you the light of day. As you said, he measured you.
Did, Bill, and, you know, as soon as I began, I started doing a series of interviews with him, and then, you know, started to talk to other people in Laramie, and, you know, I realized I couldn't go forward with a screenplay at that point because there was too much that I still had to learn, so I just, you know, put the screenplay aside, and I started really looking at it, looking at the story, you know, as a journalist. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, that took me on a long and labyrinthine journey.
Exactly. Well, you say right off the bat, you discovered this was not an anti-gay hate crime.
Yes, well, you know, and certainly that was what I believed when I went there to write the story. I'll just say this, one of the key facts in the case is that the two perpetrators went into a bar on that October night in 1998, and that they, the perpetrators, and Matthew Shepherd were strangers. And that was central to all the reporting on the case. And in fact, there was a relationship between one of the perpetrators, really the main perpetrator, Aaron McKinney, and Matthew Shepard. They had a history together. They'd been friends. They'd been involved, in a more intimate relationship. And so, you know, the scenario that had been portrayed by everyone, including, you know, the top news organizations in the country, that Matthew had been targeted.
Well, Steve, we got to go to break. We're going to pick it up from there on the other side. Stay with us.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 19 after the top of the hour, a conversation with Steve Jimenez continues, award-winning journalist, producer, and author. His book, The Book of Matt, Hidden Truths About the Murder of Matthew Shepard. And just before we went to break, Steve was updating us on the fact that this was not an anti-gay hate crime. Shepard was a crystal meth dealer who knew his killers. The author believes Shepard was the victim of a drug deal gone bad and was even involved sexually with one of the perpetrators. So unlike what had been said in the media narrative, he knew these people. They weren't just absolute strangers, right? He knew at least one.
That's true, Bill, and I'll just say that you said I believe that they knew each other. I don't believe it. I mean, I have several on-the-record sources in the book, including, you know, people that had been involved both in the drug world with Matt and a former boyfriend of Matthew who knew Aaron McKinney, the killer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I have numerous sources to that in terms of, you know, Aaron McKinney and Matthew Shepard partying together in Laramie. The boyfriend that I just mentioned was with them in Denver the year before the crime happened. So there was really a history that led up to this event. Of course, you know, and I know you won't be surprised at this, in no way do I want to be, you know, justifying the violence that happened here.
Exactly.
It was a brutal crime, but mm-hmm. it was also a crime with many of the characteristics of meth-related violence, or what people refer to as meth rage. Aaron McKinney had been up on meth for a week before this crime happened. Wow. And again, you know, there are named sources in the book who had partied with McKinney in the days leading up to the crime, and he'd been using meth every day up until the day of the day of the attack on Shepard. So,
right.
You know, this was, you know, that evening, Aaron McKinney was looking to rob 6 ounces of meth, which he had reason to believe would be in Matthew Shepard's possession that night. And Matthew did not have the meth. At the last minute, he did not go along on a drug run to Denver, and things reeled out of control.
Exactly. As you say, the optics of this whole situation, in terms of the murder scene, it was horrendous. I mean, Matthew was found tied to a log fence on the outskirts of town, unconscious, barely alive. He had been pistol whipped so severely that the mountain biker who discovered his battered frame mistook him for a Halloween scarecrow.
That's right, Bill. And, you know, I'll say, you know, I'm an openly gay man. I've been out as a gay man since the 1970s. But for me, truth matters, and it doesn't matter. There's not a gay truth and a straight truth, and I, you know, I don't have a lot of patience with political correctness. I feel that what's true is true.
Yes.
And in this instance, I went there believing one story and found another. And it was, you know, I feel that it was my obligation professionally and morally to tell the truth as I found it.
Well, and I respect and laud you for that, Steve, because that's what's missing out of the conversation of the culture of today, is that we've chosen to live in gray areas in the name of political correctness, and we're paying a big price because, you know, we're not dealing with the truth. And this is why on this show we're committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. So I appreciate your pursuit of the ends therein, because that's what needed to, you know, that's what needs to be exercised on all levels. And as you said earlier, the whole optics, the presentation of this deal as a hate crime against gays was totally mislabeled. And, you know, here Matthew Shepard's death is being utilized for, you know, let's say political purposes, I guess.
Yes. No, it's exactly right. And what I do in the book, Bill, is I really trace through the investigation, as I put the pieces together, how the story came to be told that way, because it happened very quickly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it began with a couple of phone calls by some friends of Matthew who really were expressing their fear, but not what they actually knew as hard information. It went out very, very quickly. And while Matthew was in the hospital, you know, you had President Clinton making, you know, making statements about the need to pass a hate crime law. So, you know, basically the case was being exploited politically before Matthew had even died. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there were vigils and protests. And the thing, you know, to use the term of the prosecutor, Cal LaRucca, he said it was like a wildfire. he, you know, was staying up late at night watching television and saw that the story had just taken on a life of its own so quickly that it was impossible at that point to really pull it back.
Well, this has been the challenge throughout our country with some of these, you know, things that have happened in various parts of our country. You know, we have a culture that is just, it's just not fast enough. And due process, you know, just drives them crazy. You know, I often characterize our generation as the microwave generation. We're the only ones that'll stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. You know, it's just not fast enough, you know. But we do this at our own discredit, and here it is. I mean, even to the point that Laramie, Wyoming, as you report, was unfairly characterized as the hate crime capital.
Yep, exactly. And it's, you know, it's really hard for people there to accept that this is what happened to their town. I mean, I, you know, when I was out on my book tour, I was there. It was an evening in the winter when it was, you know, something like 15 below zero. And a couple of hundred people came out and, you know, they would get up at the microphone one after the other just thanking me for coming and telling the truth that they knew. But, you know, once the national media came to town, it was out of their, it was out of their control to correct anything.
Wow. Steve, help us understand why is crystal meth an epidemic, has such a huge impact on the gay community?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. At the time that the drug first started appearing in Laramie, which would be, I met, I think, the first dealer who brought it to Laramie in 1993. In the mid-90s and in the late-90s, it was becoming a big problem in, you know, in certain rural communities, especially in the Midwestern part of the country, but then moving west to places like Wyoming and Colorado, Montana, Nebraska. But it became a drug in the gay community around the same time, the late 90s. It, you know, it was a party drug, and, you know, I think it's fair to say that, you know, the Mexican cartels controlled, you know, and still do control a very, very high percentage of the meth business. And, you know, they would target, you know, for business purposes, communities that were vulnerable. The other place that the drug took hold was on, you know, Indian reservations.
Mm, yeah.
And so, you know, it was a drug that initially started to appear in, you know, in the gay community, at least, in cities like New York, L.A., and San Francisco, but eventually got tied to higher rates of HIV transmission. It's an awful, awful drug.
Yeah.
And when I first started talking about it, you know, around, 2003, 2004, it was hard to get people to pay attention. Then, you know, eventually you have a TV series like Breaking Bad, and suddenly everyone understands what crystal meth is. But at that time, people really didn't understand what a horrific drug it was. And, you know, vulnerable communities, small towns, whose economies, you know, were really in bad shape. People started, you know, to make it locally, the kind of mom and pop labs, and it, you know, it was a way for people to support themselves. But once you get hooked, and it's a drug that you get hooked on very, very quickly, you know, it affects the brain chemistry, you know, paranoia, hallucinations. It's a really horrible drug.
Well, we got about a minute left here, Steve. The LA Times, New York Times Post, you know, they don't want to accept your findings. I mean, they're ignoring the facts, clearly. Rachel Maddow doesn't want to debate you on the Matthew Shepard case. Why not?
Well, because in Rachel's case, she has actually, you know, on her show, has, you know, really, you know, continued to disseminate the hate crime narrative. So clearly she doesn't want to have that disrupted. You know, I wrote her a long letter, and I said, here are my key sources, the prosecutor, police officers. They're willing to talk with you. She never responded or took me up on it. You know, in the case of the New York Times and some of the other, you know, publications.
We've got about 10 seconds here.
They simply ignored the book, Bill.
Exactly.
What can I say? You know, it has a life of its own, and it's out there now.
Well, congratulations on pursuing the truth in the book of Matt. Steve Jimenez on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, coming at you, the one and only, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We got to get into Sarah Gavin really quick here, get her on the air with us because we only got 8 wonderful minutes and we're going to make the most of it. Sarah, always good to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Bill. I promise we'll make it a great 8.
Well, we always do anyway. I mean, you know, hey, it's always wonderful to be able to talk with you. Sarah has served as Expedia Inc.'s Vice President of Global Communications since February of 2016. Been with the company since 2011, and she's got great ideas to share with us. We're talking family vacations, the top America's list priorities for 2017. So break it down for us.
Well, you know, the really good news is this is a great time to take to the air. What we're seeing is flight prices are down about 4%, which makes them at their lowest point since 2013. So if you've been putting off a trip because of flight prices, this is a good time to decide to just get out there and go.
Yeah, exactly. So as you say, prices are in our favor. The world, if not this country, domestically is our oyster. There's plenty to choose from here, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. That's really the headline story of the summer, is that the strength of the U.S. dollar makes it really affordable to go abroad. You know, that's true for Canada, for Great Britain, for continental Europe, for Mexico. You know, the U.S. dollar is going to go really, really far this summer. If I think about London as a great example, right. There's a thing called package savings where you book your flight and your hotel together. And right now you can look at good deals to London where you're saving 40% off your trip just by booking it as a package.
Well, and you're going to need it too, especially when you go to London, because we know what happens to the dollar. There's just something happens at Heathrow. Last time I went through Heathrow, it was like somebody got into my wallet and tore my money in half.
Well, the good news news is because of Brexit, it'll maybe only be torn in thirds.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, things are looking up. So give us some of your top picks for vacation destinations, both at home and abroad. We touched overseas, London. What else do you have for us?
So, you know, everybody wants to go to the beach, you know, sort of, I'll say abroad, although I don't know that we really consider Mexico abroad.
Mm-hmm.
Mexico, depending on where you go, is 10 to 25% less expensive to fly to this summer than it was last summer. So really, really great options there. And then, you know, because of the rise of vacation rentals from sites like HomeAway and Expedia have a partnership, so you can even book them on Expedia. There's a lot of sort of secondary beach markets. Like, you know, I will say one of my favorites is Pensacola, where you can get these great home rentals and really sort of stretch out. And, you know, we've got four kids, so as a family of six, you know, those whole home rentals are really, really popular.
Exactly. We ran into that. Our family, we're just about empty nesters now. So, but we went through that trajectory as well, you know, with all the kids, and it can add up. There's no doubt about it. So when you have opportunities, you know, like that, boy, you want to take advantage of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, being a mom of four, what are your best tips for planning a vacation that will appeal to kids, you know, of different ages?
Oh, my gosh, Bill, you'll love this story. So our rule in our family is mom and dad take the flight and the hotel, and then each of the kids gets to go on Expedia, hit the activities tab, and sort of choose an activity. And the nice thing is we know that these all have the sort of Expedia stamp of approval, so they're legitimate vendors. Mm-hmm. We know that they're going to be safe, things like that. But so every kid gets to pick their own activity. And you'll laugh at this. Our last trip to Mexico, we did zip lining, whale watching, and snorkeling, all totally normal things to do in Mexico. And then my 9-year-old insisted that the activity she wanted was camel riding, which has to be the weirdest thing to do in Mexico.
There's camel riding in Mexico?
Yeah, and it was great. I mean, the nice thing is it made everybody feel like they got the trip of their dreams, and, you know, in a way that was really still controlled by mom and dad while the kids felt empowered.
Exactly. Well, Sarah, don't you love technology that you can do that? I mean, when I was a kid growing up, you got in the family car, and, you had to figure it out once you get there. But today, with this technology, and, of course, if the kids know, hey, look, we're off and rolling, they're already on their iPads checking all the different adventures out, right?
Yeah, that's right. And it's actually so much better to be able to plan your budget. You know, you can decide in advance what activities you're going to do, where you're going to eat, things like that, in a way that our moms and dads couldn't do when we were kids.
Mm-hmm. So what are your favorite money-saving hacks when it comes to booking a vacation?
So I have two good hacks right now. One of them is actually for somewhat of a limited time. Expedia has a partnership with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which is just one of the world's most amazing medical institutions when it comes to saving children's lives.
Mm.
But right now you can get coupon codes to save money on your summer travel, and for everybody who uses one of these coupon codes, we'll donate $100 to St. Jude. So that's really great. And then the other one is this sort of new travel hack that's just come on the scene called member-only deals, and it's really easy. All you have to do, sort of step one, is when you go to a website like Expedia or Travelocity or Hotels.com, before you do anything else, sign into the website or sign up for an account if you don't already have one. Then you do your hotel search, and what you'll see is that just by the fact that you signed in, there's going to be about 60,000 hotels that are magically 10% less expensive than they would have been if you hadn't signed in.
Wow, that's great. Well, these loyalty rewards, and this is a little bit of that genre, really offers some great opportunity for savings as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, there's a lot of loyalty rewards that offer savings, but they also offer, nice upgrades. So there's Expedia has a program called VIP Access, which is essentially our program that's like a Marriott or a Hilton Gold program, where you can get upgrades, where you can get special amenities, and at all at really beautiful boutique hotels.
Mm-hmm. So what's the family targeting, this year for summer?
Well, that is still the big dinner table debate at our house. But I'm jonesing for some beach time in Mexico or the Caribbean.
Uh-huh. Well, good. And the kids are already checking their list, seeing what kind of activities are there. You know, more zip lining, more camel riding. I love this, that the kids can be so creative and start looking at all these different options that are available. Like I said, technology has come a long way and has added a whole new dimension to the travel experience, not to mention what all the great things that Expedia is delivering as well. Well, Sarah Gavin, we're running out of time here, and I know that you have to run, and I thank you for sharing with us. But as a parting gift, tell our viewers where they can go for more information.
Go to Expedia.com/summer vacation for more information, and that's where you'll find those St. Jude coupon codes, too.
Well, exactly. Sarah Gavin on Bill Martinez Live. Sarah, thank you so much for sharing great ideas here. Looking forward to it. Hey, you know, who would have thought? You know, you could zip line and ride a camel in Mexico. Good fun stuff that awaits us. The field, I would just say the whole landscape is your oyster. It's no longer just this country. It's all around the world, and, of course, with some of these prices that Sarah was talking about. So make sure to take advantage. Do a little discovery. Check out Expedia. Go to Expedia.com and check out all the wonderful things that are there that can help you maximize the summer vacation experience for you and your family. Why not? Well, again, you know, I want to remind you that we are getting away. We got, you know, we're down to the final day here regarding these Shack Packs that we got to give away. So right away, send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Make sure you include your address, and hey, we'll put you in the running, okay? And first come, first serve. We've got a couple more to give away. The Shack Pack includes two free tickets to the movie The Shack. I mean, it was the third, number three box office winner this past weekend, you know, collecting something in excess of $16 million. Not bad. Good movie there. Also, with the pack, besides the two free movie tickets, we got the book, which sold over 22 million copies. We got the movie soundtrack, that is yours, and a Bible study compliment, which, could be fun, you know, for you to share with your neighbors, your Bible study group. And, it all comes to you with our compliments and all the good people from the Shack and Paul Young. What a great gift. So get that email off to me right away, bill@billmartinezlive.com. And if you have any other thoughts, we always love to hear from you. Your opinion really does count here. We are pursuing the truth. We're committed to that end. And, you know, it's always good to get your encouragement. I love the letters. I love the comments. Even the spicy ones, okay? That's okay. You know, some people say, well, I hate to say this. No, go ahead and say it. It's fine. You know, this isn't, this is a politically correct free zone, all right? I want you to be able to express yourself. I'm not going to be offended. I appreciate it. It's good exercise because for so long, you know, we've been tongue-tied and told that we can't say certain things. And then when we go to have a conversation with somebody and you want to express yourself, you're thinking, oh, am I going to offend somebody? And the words just don't come out right. But we need practice. And so, hey, you can practice on me. Why not? 18 minutes right now before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-919-0432 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-919-0432. That's 800-919-0432. Again, 800-919-0432.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to be talking with Steve Mashney. He's an ex-Muslim Christian evangelist who has a TV program that broadcasts around the world. An author and missionary has written several books about his experience in the Middle East and about the miraculous salvation experiences of Muslims. In his latest book, Out of Darkness into Light, True Life Stories of Muslims Coming to Jesus Christ Through Visions, Dreams, and Miracles. Steve, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. Steve, I got to tell you, in just about every one of the conversations I have with missionaries in the Middle East, they will encourage me greatly by saying to me that there is revival like they can't even report on it, that's happening in the Middle East amongst Muslims. And I can understand in part why, because of the risk and the risk that you decided was worth it for you to denounce your Muslim faith for Christianity.
It's true. It's, the threat, Islam for 1,400 years has been holding people in terrifying bondage. Nobody more than the Muslims. If you leave the religion, the Quran and the Hadith and Muhammad all said you're supposed to be killed.
Exactly.
And so people are they're controlled by this fear. But there is an amazing revival. It is just something that the Spirit of God is just doing sovereignly. On Al Jazeera TV. This is the Islamic television station from Qatar. They had a Muslim imam who came on, and he said that in Africa alone, not including the Middle East, not including Indonesia, not including Turkey, not including any of those countries, just in Africa alone, every year, 6 million Muslims accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
Wow.
It is a huge revival, and it's just so encouraging when you hear about what God is doing, among the Muslim people today.
Exactly. Well, Steve, we have a little bit of a connection problem. You sound a little bit muffled. I'm not sure why, I don't know if it's on the telephone you have, if it's a remote type of thing or what. But I want to make sure people can hear what you're saying because it is so critical. This message that I know will be an encouragement to Christians who have been praying over the years for Muslims. We see what's happening in these Middle East countries, and it's heartbreaking to see to see who, you know, what's happening to, you know, our fellow human beings. I mean, regardless of what they believe in, and especially those that convert, as you say, and for them to come to that point to say, okay, I'm going to walk away from my family, everything that I know, and even risk my very own life for the sake of the gospel. That, you know, for most people around the world, they don't come to that, you know, that's not their crucible. That is not their crossroads. But to have an issue like that so immediately of life and death, boy, I'll tell you, that, you know, that says a lot about Christianity, doesn't it?
Well, it says a lot about the Lord Jesus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if I could just tell you one story from the book that, you know, that I had, these stories are people that either I led them to the Lord in the Middle East, or they're people that I personally knew and interviewed. And there was this one guy, he was a soldier in, now I will say he was in Iraq, and he was just, you know, about going about his business. And then this group of foreigners drove by, and he was really struck by them because they were smiling and laughing. And they gave him a little book, a little green book. And so he just took it and put it in his pocket. But then at night, he went back to his barracks and he started reading it. And it was like the Gospel of Luke.
Mm.
And he fell asleep while he was reading it. But then while he was sleeping, he said he felt warm water coming down the side of his face. And so he takes his hand to wipe the water off his face, and he looks, and it's not water, it's blood.
Wow.
And he looks straight over himself, and he sees the cross, Jesus on the cross, and the blood is coming down on him. And he grabs the cross, and he knew, you know, he knew that this was the message, but he didn't know what the message was.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, he went out looking for a Christian, and the Christians there are afraid to talk to Muslims, you know, because of the, you know, the danger there.
Exactly.
But he went, and he finally found somebody who told him about the Lord, and he gave his life to the Lord. He was rejected by his family. He was rejected by his community, but he stayed faithful to the Lord, and eventually his wife and all six of his kids came to the Lord.
Wow.
And just an amazing story, and this is happening over and over again in the Middle East and, you know, like I said, in Africa. And, you know, so, you know, God is really doing some amazing work in the Muslim world. And, you know, we as Christians, we hear so much about the negative stuff about Islam and, you know, all this stuff. But the good thing is that the Muslims are hearing all this negative stuff, too. They're seeing what ISIS is doing.
Exactly.
And, you know, so this has, you know, actually been, you know, in a sense, a good thing, because it's exposing the truth about Islam. And a lot of people are saying, I don't want to follow this.
Exactly. Well, we have women here in America who are Muslim, still Muslim, and they say flat out, I have more freedom to practice my faith and my religion here in America than I do in the Middle
Absolutely.
East where I came from. Whether it's Egypt or Iraq or whatever. So, you know, there's nothing like experience defining preference, Steve. That's what
yes.
I say. And they're seeing experientially the difference between the Muslim God and Jesus' God.
That's the truth. And, you know, that's why you're seeing so many, you know, ISIS is so evil, and that, you know, I hope they will be over and off the face of the planet soon. But one thing they've done is they have exposed the true face of Islam, because they are doing exactly what the Quran commands. They are doing exactly what the Hadith, exactly what Muhammad did. And, you know, all this CNN Islam, you know, that they talk about on CNN, that's
right.
all baloney. The true Islam is what ISIS is doing.
Well,
and so what's that doing is it's getting a lot of Muslims to say, wait a minute, I don't want to follow that, you know?
Exactly. Well, the beheadings, the sexual slavery, the abuse of women.
I could tell you chapter and verse for each one of those things in the Quran.
And as you say, this is a manifestation of their very leader.
Yeah, that's exactly what Muhammad, I mean, about the beheadings, the crucifixions, cutting off of hands and feet. Read the Quran, chapter 5, verse 33. It applies to right now. Obama won't tell you, but that's exactly what they're doing. About the treatment of women, read chapter 4, verse 34. It says to beat the women. It says beat women. And so this is a command in the Quran, you know, and it's the truth. So anyway, I wrote this book, you know, just because, you know, God is just doing an amazing work in the Muslim world. And, you know, I got my own testimony in here of how I came to the Lord. You know, I was I was raised Muslim. I was a very devout Muslim. I was brainwashed, you know, completely convinced, just like all Muslims are. I used to spit when I walked by churches and, you know. But then one night, you know, I was watching Oral Roberts when I was 15 years old on television, and the Spirit of God just fell on me so powerfully. And, you know, I knew that Jesus was the Son of God. And, you know, that was 40 years ago, but he's been with me every single day since. And, you know, and I just want everybody to know about who he is, that he is the true God. He's a God of love. He loves everybody and died for everybody. And, you know.
Well, see, when you had that experience, were you here in America already, or were you still living in the Middle East?
Yes. Well, actually, I was born and raised in America.
Okay.
But I moved to the Middle East after my parents divorced when I was 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I went to madrasa and I really learned Islam and I became really devout, you know, because I was very spiritually hungry. And, you know, and and I believe the Lord allowed that, you know, because that way I have an understanding, you know, what Muslims go through. And, but then I came back to the U.S. and I continued. I was a very devout Muslim still for several years. But then, like I said,
then comes Oral Roberts.
It was, I was watching Saturday Night Live, you know, and then afterwards it was Easter. There was nothing else on TV but Oral Roberts Crusade. This is back when there was only three channels.
Yes.
And then it was a miracle, you know. I knew Jesus was the Son of God, and I don't even say I was a Muslim. I became a Christian. I was dead, and I came to life. And I wasn't dead because I was a Muslim. I was dead because Jesus wasn't in my life.
Exactly.
And when he came, he changed everything, and that's all I want to tell people about now. So.
Well said. Steve, is there significance for Muslims in the book of Luke?
You know, different ones will say different things. You know, the gospel that I think, my personal opinion right now, the most effective one with Muslims is the gospel of John.
Right.
Because
I worked with the Billy Graham Association, we used the book of John, and we found that to, you know, cover a lot of ground and a lot of areas. So when you mentioned the book of Luke, I was wondering if there was something especially significant, because I know even for Catholics, you know, like myself, the book of Romans was hugely significant. The book of John, very powerful, reinforced a lot that we learned, but particularly the book of Romans. So that's why I was asking about Luke, if Luke was specific.
With that one particular guy, it was Luke. And but, you know, different people have said different things for different reasons. Luke is, you know, more... The focus of Luke is the Son of Man, you know, the human Christ,
right.
You know, whereas in John, it's more about the divine Christ.
Exactly.
And so, you know, that's why, you know, I wrote a poem about one of the men that I led to the Lord.
Okay, we got about 30 seconds. If we can do it in 30, it'd be great.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that. And by the way, the book is Steve Mashney, Out of Darkness into Light. It's on Amazon, so... But here's the poem. It's about a guy who got beat up after accepting the Lord. His name was Jacob. It says, Jacob's limping down the street. He's been touched by something someone human eyes can't see. Jacob's on the run tonight. The darkness tried to make a stand with the violence of human hands. Jacob was a wrestler, too, with an angel. In that darkness, the sinew broke, the limping started. No, he'll never walk the same because his heart...
Your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today. Maybe not.